Hello and welcome to the Alligator Sports Podcast for Friday, September 13th. I'm your host, Philip Heilman. With me today is Alligator Sports football writer, Joe Morgan. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing fine, Phil.
On today's show, it's a special podcast where we'll be talking to Sharif Floyd and Justin Tratow, two former Gators. Joe, kind of tell me how this came about.
Well, both players are represented by NFL agent John Persley, who is a UF grad. And John was kind enough to set up these interviews with us. And there's going to be a story in Monday's edition of the paper. That's the 16th of September. Just about John and his relationship with Sharif Floyd, Jermaine Cunningham, Lawrence A. McCray, and Justin Tratow, the former Gators that he represents.
Cool. So we'll be looking for that on Monday's paper, a story on John Persley. Coming up right now, we have our interview that we taped with Sharif Floyd. And if you skip to about the 18-minute mark, we'll have Joe's interview taped a little bit earlier with Justin Tratow.
So Sharif, when did you first meet John, and when did you decide to hire him as your agent?
Coming out of my junior season, ran into him talking to a senior, talking to Lawrence A. McCray outside of my apartment, introduced myself, and we started building a relationship ever since then.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were obviously a projected first-round pick all during the process. How did John guide you through that, going through, the combine and all the meetings with the teams and everything like that?
I mean, he put it really simple. The way he did it, he just said, you take care of what you can take care of as far as ball and leave the rest to me, So I put everything in his hands as far as anything besides football and training, getting ready for the draft. And he's really good at what he does. He allowed me just to focus on getting ready for the draft and took care of everything that needed to be taken care of outside of that.
Now, when the Vikings picked you, what did he say to you?
After the Vikings picked me, we all came together after I came off the stage, and now it's just time to go play ball, go do what they need you to do for them. And congratulated me and sent me on my way.
How's it having a fellow former Gator represent you? I know he went here too.
Oh yeah, once a Gator, always a Gator. Mm-hmm. That's just there for when we want to go back to college and talk trash about the other teams. I ain't got to worry about him being a Colts fan, something like that. So I know I've got him on my side for the Gators all day.
Mm-hmm. It seems like between you and Lorente and Justin Tratow, he's got a bunch of former Gators, kind of just like a fraternity with you guys and with him and kind of the whole thing.
Yeah. You have fun and get going to Florida State, kids.
Yeah. Is it cool if we talk about just some other stuff too with you, just about, training camp and everything that you've gone through going into the year?
Yeah, that's cool. That's no problem.
Cool, man. So, the grind of an NFL training camp, I talked to some rookies, they just say, compared to college, it's just on a whole nother level. What was this August like compared to what you were doing at Florida last year?
Oh, man. Florida last year, man. We had 3-hour practices in 2 days. So, it's a whole lot different. Thanks to our CBA, we're going to get a certain amount of hours on the field, same as college, but no 2-a-days. And during the season in college, wearing pads 2 to 3 times a week. But in the league, we're only in pads once a week. And in college, we come out one day in shells. That's just with the undergarment that's attempting to show a shoulder pad. But if we do that now, it's looked at as a padded day, so you can't do it.
Oh, wow.
And I just found that out, actually, so that's actually really good.
I would guess for kind of a... Go ahead.
It's just less feeding on the body during practice.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I bet for a big guy like you, you appreciate having, less hits, less of a grind a little bit, right?
It's still a grind because the grind comes in a different way between college and NFL. In the NFL, every play is full speed. In college, you can, you know, you can get away, ball on away, maybe take this one off. But in this one, you can't take it off because it'll be shown. It'll be you can see it on film. Like, you just took that play off. You know, when they say the eye in the sky doesn't lie, it doesn't lie.
Yeah. How was the experience of being out there for, you know, the first game of the season?
It was awesome. I loved it. Glad to be back into a normal season and getting things rolling. All 53 guys with one mindset, one goal in mind.
Fulfilling a lifelong dream there?
Not really a lifelong dream for me, you know. I came in to football, like when I started playing football. And once I really realized that I like playing football, my goal is to ultimately play the game as long as possible.
Mm-hmm. Right. How's the knee feeling? I know you missed a good chunk of the preseason, but you were in there for, I think, what, like 40 or 50 snaps in week one, so you got to be feeling pretty good back to normal, right? Or is it still a lingering issue?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I don't have any issues.
Good. Cool. Good to hear.
When you hear stories from some guys in the NFL, when you're a rookie, you do some crazy hazing. Have the Vikings put you through anything like that? I heard AP's kind of a jokester.
Oh, no, I haven't been through anything. I've been fortunate.
They've taken it pretty light on you?
Yeah, they've taken it pretty light on me.
What kind of a guy is AP? A lot of people, you know, to see what he does on the field, but I would imagine to have that type of success, he's got to be in overdrive off the field 24/7, right?
So when I talk to him a couple of times, and when I talk to him, he's actually one of the humblest guys I've ever met in my life.
Really?
You know, he's so down to earth, and it's not all about him, you know. He's cares for the team, and that's I respect him for that. You know, a lot of big time guys you hear about, and then you get the bad talk after you hear the name. But I ain't got nothing bad to say about him. Great person, and does what he does on the field, and it's fantastic too.
You kind of awestruck by a guy like that. You know, you come in, you see him on TV every Sunday, and then, you know, you come in and he's just in there in the clubhouse to you guys?
I never watched football. You know, so I hear about the great players, but I never watched football, you know?
Mm-hmm. Man, what's up with that? You? Neither you or Dominic Easley watch any football. He's always talking about watching SpongeBob and stuff.
Oh, yeah, SpongeBob, all that. Rugrats, Tom and Jerry, cartoons, man. You gotta stay in tune to your inner child.
What's your favorite SpongeBob episode?
It's the one where they're trying to teach the bad guy how to be good.
Good deal.
That's hilarious.
Now, you know, when you're friends with Dominic Easley, I've obviously played with him for a while. How do you think he projects as an NFL prospect?
My brother, Dominic Easley, I think he's a top 10 pick.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I might be biased.
I think you might be a little bit biased.
Still a top 10 pick. We all got our opinions. I've physically played next to him and seen and practiced with him, so I know what he can do. Mm-hmm. So, I've
been taking my eyes. His versatility's got to help for sure, right? Playing inside and outside during his career here in Florida.
Yeah, he's versatile. Mm-hmm. You know, he can put his hand down and knock the center back. He can put his hand down and knock the guard back and play a double team. And he's fast enough to come off the edge and play defensive end and still knock the tackle back.
Did you see the video of him salsa dancing during the Miami game last weekend?
Oh, yeah, he does that all the time. Not even surprised.
Sharif, what makes Dominic more angry, when the defense allows a touchdown or when someone touches that Chucky doll?
You know what actually makes him more angry is when you call him Dominic,
Dominique.
No, I'm so serious. That's what makes him mad. He doesn't like being called that.
All right, good to know. We won't call him that.
You should call him and tell him I said it.
Will do.
He's got a lot of those props, though. Is the Chucky doll the favorite one? I know a lot of guys, that was a big story in camp, was that he was getting pretty upset about people messing with his Chucky doll. They had caught on to the, made a little bit of a game.
Oh, yeah, he was messing with Chucky doll. Somebody took his shoes one day, and he was mad. Dom was obviously upset. My pulled the top of his jumpsuit off, and they did all types of stuff to that doll. He was mad all the time. the trainers batted his shoes.
How does a guy like that, that's so colorful, how is he able to flip the switch and be a leader on the field?
No, a lot of people can't be a leader. A lot of people are built to follow. But Dom is one of those players who can lead and follow at the same time, you know? He's not one to say, okay, I hear what you're saying, but we're going to do it my way. It's not him at all. No, he'll come out, and the only way you can be a leader on a team is you got respect from your teammates. If your teammates are willing to follow you and willing to do what you want to do. You know, so obviously he built trust with those, the young and old guys that are there, and they're playing ball and they're having fun.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about another guy you came in with. Ronald Powell had the couple of ACL injuries last year. Just have you had a chance to see him play, and just how do you feel he's been doing and coming back from that knee injury?
I have watched Ronald play. I watched him play against Troy, and Powell is a guy that really loves what he does and is passionate about what he does. And he plays hard. He plays with a motor. He plays with intent in his eyes because he wants to. He's not doing it for him. He's doing it for his boys, the ones that's next to him, the ones that's the 11 men on defense that got the big job. He plays so hard that he wants them to never focus on what he has to do. Mm-hmm. Not about him. He's a straight team player and a lot of respect for him.
How much is it a boost for, you know, guys in the locker room and stuff to have, you know, Ronald go through that adversity last year and then overcome that and get back on the field?
You know, he went through that. As he was going through those times of adversity, he still remained positive.
Mm-hmm.
And 3-4 years ago, can I say that he would have taken that away? No. We don't know. But the way he handled it when he was hurt, there's no other way to handle it. You know, he supported the team 100% and told them, don't worry about me, man. Go ahead and go out there and get the win. Go out and play ball, have fun. Like, he motivated a lot of us behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that's been really disruptive so far this season. I think he's got a sack in both games. He's racked up quite a few tackles for loss and some quarterback hurries. Just how much are Florida fans going to enjoy seeing this guy and how disruptive he can be?
He's going to be really disruptive. And the year he got hurt, when we were going through camp before that spring game, he was doing the same thing in practice. So, honestly, by him getting hurt and coming back this year and playing, he hasn't skipped a beat.
Mm-hmm.
And then with a guy like Dante Fowler, someone who's pretty much equally disruptive and versatile, having them both on the field along with Dominique and some of the other guys, obviously the defense lost, you know, 7 starters. A bunch of you guys went to the NFL, but do you have the confidence that this group can maybe not be as good as last year but still hold their own, or kind of what are your expectations for the unit?
Oh, man, this group can be better than last year.
Better than last year.
Actually, they can be better than last year. You got Dante Fowler, you got John Bullard, Dominic Easley, Leon Orr, Damian Jacobs. The list goes on and on of how many defensive linemen we got there and that can really do it. And that first unit can come off the field, the second unit can run on, and the first unit just sitting there talking to the defensive coach because he's not worried about what they're doing on the field, knowing they got it. I trust that they're out there doing what they have to do. you know. Mm-hmm. So we got a first and second group of defensive linemen that can go out there and be looked at as starters.
Mm-hmm. And how much of that is Muschamp's influence, you know, coming in 2011 and, you know, really just kind of a setting that tone for you guys to become really one of the top defensive teams in the nation?
There's definitely Muschamp and the coaches that he keep around, you know,
mm-hmm.
because that's what a great mindset and the way, just the way he does things makes you want to play for him. So he's a player's coach. He knows how to approach a person, and he can relate more than anything. So you want to play for him, no matter how mad you are at him for some reason, or you want to play for him, and you want to put it all on the line because you respect him that much.
Mm-hmm.
Sharif, when you were going through all the off-field distractions 2 years ago with the being suspended and a lot of questions about just everything that was going on, Will really came to your defense publicly. How much does just kind of him doing that build trust and a relationship with guys?
Him doing that not only built a trust with everybody on that team, him doing that opened everybody's eyes to say, okay, I can go to my coach on anything, and I'm going to get a father-like answer. Mm-hmm. You know, he started, by him doing that, it was a trickle effect to everybody on that team, because we knew that if anything hit the fan and it wasn't how it seemed, that he was going to have our back no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sharif, one more, and we'll let you get out of here. Florida's playing Tennessee this weekend. Just, what's your take on the current state of that rivalry? Florida's obviously won a bunch of games in a row.
Yeah, I think like what eight or nine in a row. So we ain't gonna change that role. That's gonna keep playing out the same way.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
How much of a rivalry is it still if one side keeps winning games over and over again?
It's always going to remain a rivalry no matter what, because Tennessee wants to beat us so bad that they're not going to let it not be called a rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to come out and strap our pads on and play ball every time. Mm-hmm. So they got to slow our defense down and stop our offense. So that's their call. They can do it what they want.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sharif, we appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for calling.
Nah, no problem.
Thanks, Sharif. So that was our interview with Sharif Floyd, taped earlier on Thursday. And now we'll head to Joe's interview with Justin Tratow.
When did you meet John, and when did you decide that he was the agent you wanted to go with?
Basically, as you know, season everything was over, I spoke with a couple of different agents. And then, for me, John, was where he actually grew up in the same type of neighborhood that I did. I'm from New Jersey. He's from New Jersey. And then, obviously, he's a Gator. So I had a lot in common with him right there. And then him and his partner, Brian, just like from the get-go, were very, upfront and honest. There was no, shadiness that comes with a lot of agents. They were very, clear and honest about all the stuff they did, and made a good impression on me, definitely.
Mm-hmm. You were underrated coming out of Florida. John praised your motor and your ability to kind of defy expectations. How important was that? How important has that been to your early success in the NFL?
Yeah, definitely. Going back to even when I was at Florida, a lot of people said I would never play, and then I started, 30 games there.
Mm-hmm.
And then John took notice in that, and, he believed in me from the get-go. I was, not invited to the combine, not drafted, and then I still happened to, I'm going on my third year playing for the Giants, so, he definitely believed in me from the beginning.
When the Giants signed you, do you remember what John said to you once you signed the contract?
I mean, yeah, his message to me was just to, keep doing what I do and, go out there and make plays and work competition. And that's, what we did, and it worked.
Tell us something that we don't know about John.
I have one funny story. We went golfing, and, John can crush the ball, no doubt about it, but... Besides that, probably one of the worst golfers you'll see.
You and John are both Jersey guys, both former Gators. Just how does it feel to have a guy with similar background representing you when it comes to dealing with other teams?
know, we're very similar as well. You know, he, you know, has a really good grasp on how things work and, you know, type of business that the NFL is, and it's, you know, definitely a good guy to, have to work with.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch the Gators play this past weekend?
You know, I couldn't. I was actually on the plane headed down to, what's it called, our game, Dallas.
How much have you seen from this year's team?
I watched our first game, and I had somewhat of an idea of what to expect for the following week, but, you know, a big thing for us, for the Gators, really was, from what I saw, was a lot of turnovers, same thing with the Giants. We had, you know, turnovers are hard to win games when you shoot yourself in the foot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have faith they'll clean it up. I think our defense is going to be really good. I'm hoping that we'll have some big playmakers show up on offense for the Gators. You know, that's one area that, you know, I think our defense is really good, and I would like to see some, you know, big playmakers show up on offense this year, and I think we'll be just fine.
Do any players stand out on this Florida defense to you?
I mean, a lot of the guys that I thought were really well, did really well, all, you know, are in the NFL, doing very well right now from last year's team. Mm-hmm. You know, this year's team, you know, gonna have to see how the season goes, really.
Dominique Easley's a guy you played with for a year. What do you think of him and his NFL prospects?
Yeah. I think he's definitely a talented guy, and, you know, this is gonna be a big year for him, and he's just gotta, you know, keep on improving. And, you know, cause he's not exactly the ideal, like, size of an NFL D tackle, or, you know, but I think he's got plenty of talent, and, you know, I think he has to have a big year, and he has all the tools to do it.
Your last year at Florida was also Urban Meyer's last year. How do you feel Will Muschamp has done as the head coach of this program?
I really like what he's doing down there. I've been down there a couple of times, met with him a couple of times. My old roommate, Duke Lemon's the GA there, so I have a good grasp of what's going on and how they run the program. The strength coaches, I got to know them really well. I really like everything that they have going over there, all the coaches from top to bottom, the strength coaches. I think that they're going to definitely be on the right, you know, the right path these next couple of years, no doubt about it. And, you know, I'll definitely be rooting for them. They're all good people.
What'd you think of Jeff Dillman? He's kind of an excitable guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely a big fan. Those guys were definitely getting a lot stronger, a lot bigger, a lot, you know, tougher in that weight room from what I saw when I was down there. And he's definitely a cool guy. Mm-hmm.
Florida plays Tennessee next weekend. Florida's obviously had the upper hand in this one recently. How do you feel like that's affected the series?
You know, well, I don't think we beat them every year when I was there, and I want to say maybe two more years before that, right? Was it 6 in a row, 7 in a row?
Yeah, the last time Tennessee won was 2004, I believe.
Okay, yeah. So, and we've definitely owned that rivalry, and I, you know, hope to see us keep owning it. But you got to always remember, Tennessee always, you know, they're an SEC team, University of Tennessee. They're always going to have talented players, so we'll definitely have to show up to keep that tradition going. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know the Giants are a playoff contender in the NFC looking to reach the Super Bowl, but as far as you personally, what are your goals for this season?
Yeah, I mean, I want to just keep helping this team win in whatever capacity that may be. You know, I got thrown in for a couple plays on defense. Mm-hmm. You know, make some big plays when I get in, and then obviously do my job on special teams and, you know, just try and do everything in my power to help the team win. And I think we'll be just fine as the year goes on.
All right, Justin. Well, good luck this season, and thanks for coming on. Appreciate your time.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
All right, so that was Sharif Floyd and Justin Tratow, two former Gators, now represented by John Pursley. Joe, what did you think of the two guys?
Well, I thought they both had a lot of good things to say, and, you know, they're two guys who are representing the Gators well in the NFL, so it was good to have them on.
Definitely. Well, if you liked what you heard, we've got a few more things coming up next week. We're expecting to have Ryan O'Halloran, the Jaguars beat writer for the Florida Times Union, on, and hopefully one Jaguars player too. Be seen later.
Go Jags.
So we'll look forward to seeing you next time, and thanks for listening.